in 2009, Hoyle's world just collapsed. And she made him confess. The police were called in, and he was arrested. Meanwhile, Hazel Stewart, who strangely enough that day was keeping a dental appointment, when the police arrived at her door, and her husband told them that she was out, but she would be back any minute, would they wait outside and he would call them. He would call Hazel Stewart and tell her that the police were here for her, for something he didn't know anything about. And the police said, no, don't do that, because they were fearful that had Hazel Stewart known that the police were waiting for her at her home and outside Coleraine, she would never have come back. She would have driven over a cliff, because she always vowed, she always promised herself that she would take this secret to the grave. But she arrives home, she's introduced to the police, and she knows immediately, without even them saying why they're there, she knows immediately the reason for their appearance in her house. And she's arrested.
Her husband at that time...
She's almost in denial, because when she's taken to the police station, she says, well, how long am I going to be here? When am I getting home? She hadn't even realised the enormity of what she'd done hadn't sort of even then kicked in.
As you said, her husband at that time was a retired police officer. Her previous husband, Trevor Buchanan, had been originally from Omagh. He had been a police constable as well. Did her current husband and previous husband know each other?
I'm not too sure about that, Donald. I don't think they did. But she made him aware when they first met up. She had told him how her husband had died as a result of a suicide with Colin Howell's wife, Leslie. And I mean that. But David Stewart was totally unaware of his wife's involvement in murder. But after her arrest, he was encouraged, if that's the right word, by colleagues, former colleagues in the police, that maybe, you know, we needed to look at this and maybe, you know, look to his future. But, you know, he's been incredibly loyal. He stood by this woman. He still believes in her innocence, as do her children, who are also incredibly loyal to their mother, because she was a very good mother to her two kids. But she lived a terrible, awful, awful life, because, you know, she harboured this secret. She kept it to herself all these years, as did Hoyle, even though he shared it with his second wife, with his American wife, 10 years after, 10 years previously. But she had agreed not to tell anybody.
A very striking element of the story was that both were Christians, as you said. They met in a Baptist church, and both continued to profess themselves to be Christians right through.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, the church were absolutely embarrassed by the whole thing. And, you know, it has to be said, Donal, as well, I mean, there were suspicions at the time, even within the church. You know, one of the elders put it to a pastor, John Hansford, a very nice man from Bromley in Kent, who came to work in Northern Ireland, and he said, you know, could Hoyle have been responsible for this? You know, but nobody ever imagined for a minute that we were talking of murder here. That when he's, you know, nobody ever could have imagined that Hoyle would have gone to the lengths he did go to kill these people, and then sort of make it look as if it was a suicide. He felt himself the police would maybe catch on that he was really, you know, he was really living on the edge, and eventually, but he got away with it because of the very poor police work, but again, his conscience got the better of him, and Hazel Stewart always said that she always worried that Hoyle would be the man who would crack, not her, that he would be the one that would eventually crack and confess. And again, that was something she had to live with as well.
Well, Let This Be Our Secret is the book that you wrote about that. It was adapted, as we said, into that TV series, The Secret. And the TV series, quite true to the book. You were happy with that adaptation?
Oh, very much so, Donald. I mean, they were very faithful to the book. They didn't stray away from it. The people who were involved in the making of the TV series, The Secret, you know, James Nesbitt played the role of Colin Howell. Genevieve O'Reilly from Dublin, originally, she played the role of Hazel Stewart, and they were absolutely faithful to the book. There was no make-believe, it was just a true story, it was a true crime story, and yes, it was quite controversial at the time. The families, it has to be said, weren't happy that, you know, that a television company was going to revisit all of this, especially after they'd gone through, you know, here was a family two families traumatized initially by the two initial deaths. And then, you know, 20 years later, you know, they never could understand, especially the Buchanan family, could never understand why their son would take his life. And suddenly the police come knocking on their door and tell them that their former sister-in-law was a key part with Harald in murdering them. And you can imagine the shock, the disbelief that there was at the time those two people were arrested.
Derek, the book's been out a few years, and obviously there's been a renewed interest in the book since the TV series came out, and I'm sure the BAFTA interest and the BAFTA publicity will give it another spike. Derek, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. A fascinating story that obviously we would have covered here on Highland Radio, as did other media outlets over the past number of years. And Derek, thank you very much indeed for speaking to us this morning.
Okay, Donald, thanks very much indeed, mate.